Hey, and welcome back to the channel. I get this question a lot, and I'm really happy one of our subscribers asked this, but it's basically how an audio recorder sounds when it's within a drawer. I've never really addressed this, so I think it's a good test to show how they would actually work, but first we need a device. This is the Royal Cinis audio recorder. It's very simple to use. It's a simple on and off switch and a USB port. It has the ability to record continuously or on voice activation. It's very thin, and for a comparison, let's use a USB flash drive. And right there, you can tell it's also magnetized, so that's also a really good feature. One of the big advantages of working at Spy Center is I do have access to a lot of audio recorders. So instead of just placing one, let's go ahead and place multiples. The first place we're going to place it is going to be over here in a cabinet that's near our front. The second place is going to be over here in a corner. I think this will be a good spot to get a nice comparison. Maybe leave the drawer a little bit open. Now for the third spot, I'm going to use our shipping station area. There's a cabinet over here that would be a great spot for it. And let's see, also in the kitchen. So I do have some cabinets up top. That might be another good spot. What about also up here in the corner next to our bathroom? And let's get one in the middle of the room. I would say like underneath the table, that'd be a good spot as well. So let's see. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different audio recorders. I think this is a pretty good layout, so let's go ahead and place them. Let's go ahead and go through some specs of the Royal Cinis audio recorder. It's quite thin. It's 0.21 inches thin. It's voice activated and continuous. Has a 28-hour battery. Time and date stamps the files. Can store 288 hours of audio. And of course, you can play it back on a Windows or Mac computer. All right, so let's go ahead and start this test. The first thing we're going to point out is that the device itself is right now sitting in a drawer.
So this is me standing about, say, halfway across the room, and the audio recorder is currently in the drawer over there. So this is what it sounds like when someone's talking at a normal tone and volume. I'm standing approximately, I would say, about 8 feet away from the audio recording. Now if we move over here, we have the drawer, we have the device over here in this drawer. I have it just slightly ajar, just a little tiny bit. So maybe we can get a little bit of a clear audio overall. Now let's go ahead and head into the back.
We have it over here at our shipping station. So this is what it would sound like if someone was standing here at our shipping station. Now we have it over here in the cabinet. Now if someone would say, let's say, get here and sit at the station. And this is what it would sound like if someone's at a desk really nearby. And of course, it might sound a little bit muffled, but this is what it sounded like if someone was close by to it, but it was in a cabinet. Now, moving on away. If we were walking down the hallway.
And going into our kitchen area. And this is what it sounds like if someone was standing in the middle of the kitchen area. Now, once again, we have it up in this cabinet up in the corner.
And if someone was walking down the hallway, remember that I had it up here in the corner right next to our restroom. So this is more out in the open, but this will just give you an idea of nice hiding spots that are a little bit something you wouldn't normally consider.
If you remember, we have it underneath the table here.
So let's say someone was sitting at the table. So if you had it right underneath them on the table, this is what it sounded like if someone was right next to it with it directly under the table. Now, listening back to the audio, we were able to determine some areas are really good, while other ones not so much. So let's go ahead and take a look at the locations where we placed them and just kind of determine why they didn't perform as well or better than expected. The first one we're going to look at is going to be where we placed it first. It's going to be in that first cabinet, and you'll notice that there's a DVR right next to it. I didn't realize that it was going to be so loud, and getting closer to it, I could definitely hear that fan noise, and it played a part in the overall audio quality. When I took a look at the second recording and the second device, we could tell that it was actually pretty good. I was expecting this one to not be as well, realistically having it slightly open, but this fan above it kind of concerned me. But overall, it actually turned out being really good and gave me a good quality audio, so that was impressive. The third one we're going to look at is going to be next to our shipping station. This cabinet muffled it a lot more than I was expecting it to, and when I took a look at it a little bit closer, I realized it was a plastic covering. I don't know how much that played a part in it overall, but it definitely made it a little bit harder to hear when I was sitting next to it. And lastly, our kitchen. The sound sounded really good, but I got a lot of background noise, and I really felt that overall that there was a lot of reverb in the environment. I expected it to block it a lot more, but I guess these cabinets aren't as sturdy as I was, you know, expecting it to be. But that actually works out to our advantage, so that we got a good quality overall and could hear very well in the environment. I really hope that answers the question. Some places they work great, some places they don't. It's really hard to answer the question saying, will it work in a drawer or not? So I wanted to show some different tests in different areas so I can give you a real feel of what it would do in a real world environment. It's always a good idea to listen back to it beforehand to determine if it's a good spot or not before you deploy it for its actual usage. And of course, like always, if you like this type of content, like and subscribe, and of course leave us a comment so I can do some more tests.